Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jim has bid farewell to Kitty at Puerto Rico and sailed for the mysterious island suspected of harboring the secret submarine base. Captain Kennedy, who runs an inter-island trader Jim is going on, has given Kolo a berth on his ship, which touches the island Jim is interested in every month or so. Jim's plan is to leave the large ship during darkness and somehow make his way ashore. His only means of contact with the outside world will be through Kolo when Captain Kennedy's vessel makes its occasional stops. The trip started off uneventfully enough, but when Kolo came off duty, he discovered a ticking sound like a clock, which upon investigation could only come from the forward hold. Even though a large part of the cargo had to be moved, the captain, Jim, and the crew finally located the ticking, and just as Jim suspected, it was attached to a time bomb, which he tossed overboard just in the nick of time. Shortly after that, Jim, in a rowboat, pulls away from Kennedy's sloop.
Boy, oh boy, this old tub must weigh 2 tons. What's that?
Hey, let go of this boat. Who are you?
It's you. Why, you little fool, what in the name of heavens are you doing here?
Oh, you almost hit me. Stop that nonsense and help me up.
Help you up? Where'd you come from?
I'm soaked. Give me a hand.
Why, you silly fool, how did you get here?
Oh, I stowed away on Captain Kennedy's ship. I hid in the locker, and when you were ready to launch the rowboat, I jumped over.
Yeah, I thought I heard a splash.
Not much. It was a good, clean dive. Well, are you going to help me aboard or not?
You little idiot. You got yourself into this mess. Now suppose you find a way out of it.
That's what I'm trying to do. And you're no help to me. What do you want me to do, swim back to Puerto Rico?
Look, young lady, that's entirely your affair. It's about time you learn to take the consequences for your own actions.
Jim, you've got to help me. I've got all my clothes on and they're so soaked. I don't think I'll be able to make it.
Well, just to make you feel more comfortable, there are sharks in these waters. And barracuda.
Oh.
There's stingrays. Yes, and electric eels, too.
Well, judging from the mood you're in now, I don't see why any of those wouldn't make a better companion than you would right now.
Have it your own way.
And if anything happens to me, it'll be your fault.
My fault? That's woman's logic. I suppose I invited you aboard that ship. I suppose I threw you overboard.
You're doing worse by not helping me aboard this one.
Of all the addle-pated, rattle-brained dames I ever met, you're the silliest. All right. Come on. Come on, give me your hand.
No. No, if you're going to talk like that all the time, I don't want to come aboard.
Come on over here, I said. You think I have the rest of the night to play with you? Now you will, and now you won't. Come on over here, I said.
What an old bear you are.
All right. Come on. Come on, I'll help you up. Oh. There, come on. Oh. All right. That's all. Come on, give me your other hand. Come on. Up you come. There. Now sit down there and shut up.
I haven't said a word.
And don't. Not even one word. Well? I'm waiting for an explanation of this nonsense. If there can be any explanation. Oh. You won't talk now, eh?
I'm obeying orders. Not even one word.
Oh, you are you?
Yes, I am. Am I?
Well, it's too bad you waited until now. You should have obeyed my first one and stayed in Puerto Rico. Come on now, out with the story.
There's no story. You left me behind.
I left you where you'd be safe.
Now, how can I tell my story if you keep interrupting me all the time?
Well, you just stick to facts.
Don't be getting indignant at everything I say. You're not fooling me one instant.
Well, you left me behind.
Oh, you must have your own way. All right, I left you behind.
Right. Then after thinking it over carefully, I thought I'd better come along. You might need me, so I just came. That's all there is to it.
Oh, as simple as that, huh? She just came along.
I didn't want to stay there just twiddling my thumbs.
Look, don't you realize that this is a life and death case? And that certain phases of the government's defense plans hinge on its success or failure?
Of course I do. That's why I'm here.
Oh, that's why you're here. I haven't enough to do already. Now I have to worry about you, too.
You should have thought about those things before you gave me a job.
You couldn't even do that.
I was
happy. You may have been happy, but you couldn't even do that job right. Why, if you hadn't dropped that tray of dishes, you'd be there yet. I'd never have found you.
That would be pleasing me no end. But, Jim Bradley, all this bickering is getting us nowhere fast. I've done my share, kept my end of our bargain. Now, why don't you keep yours?
Hey, who's supposed to give orders around here? You or me?
You hired me to do a job, and I want to do it.
Yes, and that job was to stay in Puerto Rico.
Now, how could I help you there? By mental telepathy?
You'd be a darn sight more helpful there than here. At least you wouldn't be in my way.
That's where you're wrong. Two heads are better than one. And you'll be glad I took the trouble to get here. And believe me, it was plenty of trouble. There were cockroaches aboard that ship.
Kitty, maybe women should fight all the world's wars. They'd win them, too, by talking.
You're no oyster. You can talk plenty, but you don't say so much.
Look, Kitty, you're here. That's that. Now my plans will have to be changed. Now keep quiet for a few minutes. There's some grub and water. Amuse yourself while I figure a way out of this. Kitty, This is the way it can be worked. Now listen carefully. You and I are going to...
While Jim and Kitty are making plans for the landing on Bull Thorson's Island, one of the guards who patrol its shores 24 hours per day sights his boat with his binoculars. It's still too far offshore to distinguish much, except that it's a rowboat and has two seemingly lifeless occupants.
Frank! Get up! Frank! Hey? What you want, Vicky?
Come here! Pronto!
What happened?
Here, you look through the glasses.
Huh?
See, out there, that's a boat.
You look, nothing come that way.
You look in glasses, you see for yourself.
Madre de Dios, you're right. Where he can come from? That's ocean out there.
I don't know where he's come from, but there he is, you see.
Of course I see. It's a boat. No oars. Seem like people in it.
How many people you see?
I see two.
That's right. That's what I see. Two.
Now, where it come from?
All I know, he's there.
Must be shipwreck. But why no storm for 2 weeks? No one can live out there so long.
How you know these are alive?
Well, maybe you're right. Then maybe you're wrong. You wait here. I go tell the overseer.
All right.
And hey, you, don't forget to look at them. I'll come right back. Who's there? Big news I have. It's Frank.
Now, what's the big news?
Mr. Tom, there's a small boat coming to island from east.
Huh?
No oars. Seem like two people in boat. They're no set up. They all in heap. Don't know if he alive or dead.
From the east?
See,
you sure?
See, Vigay and me, we see in glasses. It be from east.
Wait a minute till I check this.
See.
Let me have the tower. How long ago did you discover this?
Well, just now, about 5 minutes.
Yeah? Hello, Bill. One of the shore guards just came in with a story about a rowboat bearing in on us from the east. Yeah. Put a glass on that area and give me a report. Yeah. Get it right away, will you? All right. Call me back. No sign of life, you say, huh?
While we look, no one move. But little me start there yet. Can't see too much.
Hmm. I wonder where in the dickens that boat could come from. You sure you saw people in it?
Oh, si, si. There'll be two.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hello? Yeah, Bill. No kidding. Looks like a man and a woman, huh? Yeah. Have you had any radio reports from any ships in trouble out that way? Oh, the night before last, huh? Yeah, it could be. Very likely is. All right. Thanks, Bill. Yeah, goodbye. Come on, let's get right down to the shore.
Si.
We gotta see who our unexpected guests are.
Now, Kitty, here's our story. Let's rehearse it once more, huh?
Well, Mr. and Mrs. James Bradley.
Huh?
Owners, or I should say former owners, of the Nancy C. out of Jacksonville, Florida, bound for Martinique. 4 days out. Oh, that's the day before yesterday. We got caught in the tail end of a hurricane.
Right.
The rudder post snapped and we foundered. And the crew were in the other boat, but we lost them the first night.
Boy, letter perfect, I'd say. You've ripped your dress where those labels should be.
Certainly. I'm certain there's not one identification mark left on any of my clothes.
Don't move, Kitty. I'm sure I saw someone running along shore there. And they could spot us easily from here. You're supposed to be unconscious now.
That's my part of the act. Now, how about yours?
If you carry out your end of the show, it'll be a perfect screen for me to slip ashore through the surf and maybe get by unnoticed. If I don't, our stories jibe perfectly. And we're just two shipwrecked derelicts.
You know, Jim, you sound almost glad that I took a chance and came along, if only for the ride.
Kitty, I didn't want to drag you into this job. I have a feeling it's going to be dangerous. But now that you're here, believe me, Kitty, I'm mighty glad.
Thanks, Jim. And good luck.
Boy, we'll need it. Hang on, Kitty. This breaker will carry us all the way in. Here we go.
The die is cast. Jim and Kitty are racing toward a rocky shore on the crest of a wave and expect the boat to dash itself to pieces in the surf. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.